on this synchronization planner, try and make the nomenclature similar as to what you're putting in the protocol sheets, and make this more usable for the producers. And so we hope we have achieved some of those things by this tool. Now, listed here are the people that have been in on the right side of the screen are those that are involved with the Beef Reproduction Task Force. And I'm not sure if this has been clear to those of you that this is the first time you've been exposed to some of these things. There was a group of extension specialists with research appointments working in this area, wanted to try and join forces on a multi-state basis. And so this is one of the things that came out of that effort. The other part of that you see in the sire catalogs. Cliff showed you the recommended protocol sheets that hopefully you are becoming familiar with. And those recommendations then represent a joint effort not only of the academic group, but also working together with those in the rest of the industry, whether it's in some of the AI studs, but pharmaceutical companies, and trying to provide to you the best information we can based both on research studies as well as field experience to create this short list of protocols to make your job easier of trying to select an appropriate protocol for your situation. So the general statement I would make is that if you're synchronizing cows for the first time, don't know what to choose, you probably need to be selecting something off of that protocol sheet. From time to time, there's other things you might select, but probably with some additional consultation. And don't be taken in by someone that has some new and great protocol without seeing the data that supports it and a large number of observations in that data set. So hopefully with those caveats then, let's talk about the synchronization systems and how we can make those easier using this ESTRA synchronization planner. It's a spreadsheet-based tool that we've developed to help bring things together. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about animals and making sure our animals are just right for synchronization. But we know if we want to do a good job, it takes not only the animals being right, but the people are part of that process as well. And whenever we involve human beings have lots of things going on in their lives. They might have other things they think they need to be doing. They may have physical blocks that are keeping them from making it to your place to help you breed these cows, treat these cows. Maybe mentally they're somewhere else. They want to go shopping. Whatever it is, we have those types of things happen. Not to mention we have communication issues about, now what day were we doing that? But don't you remember that so-and-so's wedding or anniversary, other family occasion? All right, this tool is going to help in those communications to keep you from, give you the best chance to schedule a synchronization protocol and carry it out to the best of your ability. But even if we use the planner, we know that there can still be problems with the animals when we, you know, go out to actually apply it. So we do the best we can in order to minimize those difficulties. So as we look at the synchronization planner, we're pleased to be able to provide it to you now as a free download for a period of time. We did not have the financial support that we do now. The people out in the trade show area are helping provide that to you on a free basis. The web address is on page 182 of your proceedings. You can Google Synchronization Planner. You can go to beefrepro.info and go to our resources and get there as well. You should be able to find it online. We hope to be able to have it available as a app soon. We won't make any promises of dates, but certainly we'll make that known to you once it is available. And when you download the Synchronization Planner, essentially you will sign in at the Iowa Beef Center website, and we ask for your name and email address. Well, it's very important that we have that so when this new app comes out, we can tell you, as well as when we update this, we want to be able to let you know that we've made changes to what's in the planner so that you have the latest information on those protocols and the application. So please don't hesitate about filling that in, providing that information for us. I know I have a friend that he says, well, I have to download it every time I use it, and I just put down the name of the producer whose cows I'm working with, and well, that's fine, but don't be afraid to put your name in there more than once. We don't care if you had to download it 10 times. We just want to make sure we can contact you when we update it. So hopefully that will not be a deterrent to you. Now, when we look at this planner, then, its goals are to direct you towards those recommended protocols for cows and heifers, recognizing that we have slightly different treatments for the cows versus the heifers. Probably the most important thing that it generates is this barn calendar that tells you what to do on what day and time. And one of the challenges, I think, the most common, I don't know if it's the most common, a frequent call that we get during breeding season is, I gave prostaglandin instead of GnRH or vice versa, those type of things. Anything we can do to prevent those types of errors is going to improve the response to your program. Okay, so this gives us a screenshot of the synchronization planner on one of the first worksheets pages. It starts out asking you the date you want to start breeding and time of day you want to breed and the type of how much heat detection you want to do. Now, if you're familiar with Excel, you know that when you see a little red corner like that in the upper right-hand corner of a cell, that there's some information there. And there's lots of additional information in those help cells or comment cells of this spreadsheet. So in this case, it's showing you that, well, why does it want to know the day we want to start breeding? It's most critical for time day I, but it's either the day you want to start breeding for heat detection or the day that you want fixed time day I to occur. And again, there's a number of helps throughout the program that might answer some questions for you. So if we look at these first few cells focusing on the time of day you want to breed and then the detection type, one of the things you want to do is first decide how much heat detection you want to do or if you want to do none whatsoever. And so it directs you to choose either one, two, or three, and the three is off of the edge of the screen in order to blow it up large enough. Three says fixed time day I, and we change that. When we put the three in that cell, it shows down below the recommended systems that are for fixed time day AI in either cows or heifers. And you then select a number to insert here that corresponds to your selection for that fixed time day AI protocol, be it in cows or heifers. So in most of these fixed, well, in all of the fixed time systems, you've heard today about the timing and making sure we have the sperm there at the right time for the egg is still in a good situation for fertilization to occur. And if you haven't used fixed time AI before, you need to understand that we want you to use those timed intervals. That was a hard concept for my dad to get when we first started him on timed AI. It wasn't just don't breed sometime that day, all right? Breed this many hours after you do this, right? For the 7-day CoSync plus Cedar protocol, we want you to target 66 hours. And so as you put those numbers in that previous sheet, it will show you what time you should inject prostaglandin to breed those cows at 7 a.m. Now, if 7 a.m. is too cold, too dark, too hot, and 1 p.m. is some other extreme, you have time to figure out what the best interval is for your situation, whether it's weather issues, light issues, help issues. Figure out what that needs to be for the particular protocol that you're working on. Now, when we change to a different heat detection type, now we're at one that is heat detection only. You see we change to a different set of recommended synchronization systems, and note that they then match up with, if we look at the beef cow protocols, we have SelectSync, SelectSync plus Cedar, PG 6-day Cedar, And indeed, those are the systems listed at the upper part of that recommended protocols. So most cases, you want to select from that top list. Now, there may be other times that you want to use any of the number of other systems that are also listed there. We've got, I don't know, Garland, how many protocols in there? Probably 30-some or better. Okay, you have lots of choices. For the most part, you need to be in the upper half, but you could select any of those. And this is the thing that I think people find most useful is the calendar that it generates. So that says on this particular day, you're going to either start feeding MGA or you're going to put a seeder in. You're going to take it out on this particular day, and we're going to breed on that day. Again, that helps you schedule your social life, your help that's coming, whatever. And the thing, maybe someday down the road when we have enough funds, maybe we can make these, as you're doing multiple groups, all on one calendar. But I understand we need some, we need one of those young kids that have the technical skills to make that happen, and they'll probably want a little money, and none of the old people are smart enough, and so Garland is, excuse me, but yeah, I can't do that for us. So anyway, that gives you a good calendar. You can look at different options and make that scheduling work for you. The other thing you can do in here is include some costs, and it shows from including feed cost, if you're adding additional items like a heat detection patch, you can include that there. It will incorporate all those costs and give you a pregnancy or cost per AI pregnancy, and those looking at different conception rates and estrus response rates, and you've learned about those today. You can see how those different response rates then affect the cost of that program. The other thing it will do is now allow you to compare a couple of different synchronization systems if you wanted to look at the cost difference between those, so that option is also there. So, giving you a quick overview of this, hopefully when you use this, you don't become the farmer in the dell, you actually find this as a benefit and can make your program much easier. Again, getting the right thing done on the right day, right product on the right day, and the specified intervals will help you complete a successful synchronization and AI program. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back to you.